True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. Okay, late window on a Friday night, 8 games tonight. We'll do a little preview, get you set up for TV time. While Rico's power napping, we're previewing. David?
So not much excitement in the first two games in the late window. You have the one Florida versus the 16 Norfolk State. That's a 28.5 point spread there. Not much there. Then you have Kentucky, the 3 seed versus the 14 seed, 11.5 favor for Kentucky.
Yeah, see, stop right there.
Okay.
Look, Kentucky, full strength, I'd have a completely different opinion.
Yep.
They are ravaged by injuries. They got two guys that are out. One guy's going to give it a go. And Mark Pope's team, the one thing they don't do is play defense. With Troy, I am not telling you Troy is some amazing shooting team. They're not. But somehow, they rebound the basketball. And they damn near lead Planet Earth in steals. It's just there's a shot that game is closer than the experts think. I would not sleep on that one.
And I know it's a new coach with Coach Pope. But Kentucky normally gets knocked out in the first weekend. So it's not a given. They should win, David, but they kind of stumbled down the end of the season as well. Like, they could put up a ton of points, but then, yeah, as Mike said, they don't play defense, and when their shots aren't falling, they get run out of the gym.
Next game on the slate would be the one that I'm excited about. Marquette, 7th seed versus the number 10 seed, New Mexico. I like that game. I like Marquette, but I think New Mexico, they can keep it close.
No, look, New Mexico win the game outright. David, okay. Look, the Mountain West is it's a thing. Now, you know, again, if you look at the last 10 years of data, the Mountain West is the worst conference. But if we take the individual of that team, I mean, you have, what is it, Demetrius Dent, whatever the hell his name is, that's an All-American guard. Mm-hmm. He was part of the three-headed monster last year. Then they got my guy who I've coined, Nelly Joseph Jules Jr. Colson, whatever his name is, Juicy Jones, the power forward.
Nelly Jr. Joseph.
But he's really good. I understand Cam Smith is electric. He could drop 30 at any point. My problem, two words, Shaka Smart. I don't trust him. I leave that to Rico. I don't trust a coach who wears a polo with a long sleeve t-shirt underneath.
Now, David, I'm with you. I think Shaka and Cam Jones will go out there. They will get it done. Now, it's going to be an exciting game. I think this game may be a lot like the Arkansas-Kansas game where it's going to go down. Like, if you want that buzzer beater type of game, it may be this one. But I just think in the end, Marquette will have just a little bit too much for Richard Pitino.
This next game is the game I love as an upset. It is number 4 Arizona versus number 13 Akron. And I guess it depends on how much you value the MAC, because the Zips were 20-1 against MAC opponents. But here's the thing. They score.
Yep.
They average 84 points per game. Arizona only allows 72, so I guess we'll see what happens there.
You know, but Arizona,
they're 9-1 in their last 10.
You know, Arizona's 1-9 against the spread the last 10 first-round games?
Yes.
So this is about pace. The over-under is going to be in the 160s. This was the game I wanted people to, if you're bored or you hate Michigan State and don't want to watch it, if there's a game tonight and you just want fun, Akron 14.5 against Arizona. Pace. These teams are going to fly up and down the floor. Mm-hmm. And Caleb Love will either shoot you into a game or shoot you right out of it.
What Mike just said. I mean, when Love is on, oh my goodness.
Dear Jesus.
But when he misses, it's like, Caleb, stop shooting. No? Okay. Here's Kenny, another heat check.
Kenny, Caleb Love is the equivalent of shoot the puck guy in basketball. Like, he gets the ball and he's just like, yell up. It's like a defenseman firing it into a wall of defenders.
Oh, you're like, Caleb, you know you got these other four guys out there with the same jerseys? They're your teammates. You can go ahead and pass them the ball.
Like, there's still time on the shot clock, sir. You got time. These last three games, because I want to hit on some games for Saturday slate. Let me know if you think about any of these games, what your thoughts are. UConn versus number 9 Oklahoma.
It's McNeely versus Fears. Yep. It's Harvey Dent. Is it good UConn or bad UConn? And Oklahoma's kind of sleepy. You know, again, it's an SEC team. There's a zillion of them. Porter Moser's there. I don't think it's impossible Oklahoma wins that game.
No, I think Oklahoma does win the game.
I'd love it just to see Hurley go nuts.
Yeah, because remember, he's the best coach in the nation.
Yes, so I've heard that.
That's a little bit of a spite for me. But, yes, I do think. And Jeremiah Fears is a scorer, and he didn't get.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shot.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Gus Johnson.
In the 5-12 matchup, Oregon is the 7.5-point favorite over Liberty. Any upset possibility there?
It's always possible. The problem is a bad matchup for the Flames. Mm-hmm. They're small. They're slight. Oregon is big. They got Biddle.
They got it. Very athletic. Yeah, I don't think that this is probably one where the 5-seed can rest easily. I think Oregon just pulls away.
The only offense for Liberty, David, by metric is 3-point shooting. They're just going to hurl threes. Now, if it's their night and they make 18 of them, well, then yes, there may be a problem. But Oregon is not terrible at anything. They're just not awesome at anything. They're complete. They're there. And they play solid. And they have a 36-year-old British man at center.
In the 6-11 matchup, you got the Illini versus Xavier. Xavier coming off the first four victory.
Speaking of, if it's your night and you're hitting threes, Illinois will run you out of the gym. Jakachonis, the NBA lottery pick that Illinois has, He's good. But, David, the problem with Illinois, they don't recognize when they're off. And they, it's kind of like Caleb Love. They will shoot themselves out of a game, and it's like, guys, how about you go inside? Nah, we'd rather take 30 more threes. If Illinois plays the way that I think that they can hit at least 35% of their threes, they should win this game over Xavier.
I like Xavier. I don't trust Brad Underwood. I like him. I don't trust him. His tournament performance leaves a lot to be desired for me. And Xavier, you're going to get two-man game. You're going to get a ton of Cromwell and Fremantle. Rico's right. If Illinois goes out, knocks down 16 threes, lights out. But Xavier executes. They play in-your-face defense. And they have grown men. This ain't a team of kids. No. So don't sleep on Xavier. And I'm rooting for him. Sean Miller might be a scumbag, but he's a good coach.
And there's two
games.
I'm
Big Ten except for one team.
I know that. I know.
Oh, yeah, I get that. I understand.
I hate the Big Ten.
There are two games that I want to hit on for Saturday slate based on the spread.
Yes.
And I'm going to start with St. John's, the 2-seed, going against Arkansas, the 10-seed. 6.5-point favorites for St. John's, but I think the game is going to be closer than that. Plus 6.5, Arkansas is what I would do.
Look, Arkansas's problem against St. John's is going to be the way St. John's guards. They really take away space. Arkansas wants to drive, mm-hmm. wants to create space. The issue is Arkansas is just not a good enough shooting team.
Right.
The spread looks kind of fair to me. I mean, I expect St. John's to win. But Arkansas, look, with Boogie Flan back, it does help them, Rico. It gives them a complete backcourt.
It does. But, Mike, defense travels. St. John's did not play a great game to start off. It looked like they were in a lot of trouble. But then their offense played off of the defense, and they were able to pull the game out. He's right. Arkansas wants to drive. They're going to try to shut that off. This is a great number, David.
You're going to take Arkansas, aren't you?
I am. Oh, dear. Because I think now it's really about the two coaches, and they're going to be playing a chess match against each other.
And then finally, it is number 3, Wisconsin, number 6, BYU.
I'm staying out of this.
1.5-point spread for Wisconsin.
Leave me alone.
What I love about it is the over-under is at 154.5.
I'm abstaining.
Over.
I'm not talking about anything BYU. Here's Rico Beard.
I'm sorry, Mike.
It's okay. Rico Beard.
Okay. I'm going to sound bad for this, but I got to think that at some point, Tanji's going to wake up and start scoring.
That's why I like the over.
He did not have, I think he scored 14 points yesterday. It was an okay game. I'm not saying he's going to be like he was in semifinals against MSU, but Blackwell and the rest of the Wisconsin Badgers are out there getting it done, and he's just kind of sleepwalking. You got to figure at some point he's going to wake up. It's not the game I thought you were going to go with.
Which game?
I thought you were going to say Michigan, Texas A&M.
Well,
it's now a 2.5-point.
It is, spread. But
A&M.
Thought that was a given.
Oh,
I really
no
did.
No faith?
No, it's not about faith. It's just I didn't like the way they looked. So right now I would lean yes, Texas A&M.
I think it'll be an ugly game for sure.
Well,
A&M makes you play in the mud.
Here's Mike to break down BYU.
No caffeine drinking, magic underpants wearing, 30-year-old with 3 kids roster. I hate them all. I hate BYU athletics, whether it's football or basketball. They always, they're ball breakers. Get out. Get out.
That is your
get out.
March Madness blitz.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almased with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.